This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Well, here we are then, Chelsea, episode number one.
We start at the very beginning.
It's exciting. Welcome along. Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe and all that stuff. But here we go with episode one, where we welcome Chelsea to the KMFM team.
The KMFM team rolled out the red carpet and gave me a very warm welcome.
Oh yeah, you'll hear about that on this episode. Also, lots of big world news. We got a new ruler, and of course, Chelsea being Chelsea, managed to find a way for us to monetize that. Good work.
I'm always ahead of the curve. However, I did expose my weakness with my supervillain, my arch nemesis.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. That's on this episode. You also have, you're lacking something. You're lacking something at the moment. Not for long, I'm sure.
Not for too long.
But find out how Kent came to the rescue to help you out of your sad predicament.
No surprises there that they came to save me. However, my top of my untrustworthy list did give you a bit of a shock.
Yeah, there's like an official untrustworthy. Yours, though, well, no one was expecting
it. It was a curveball.
Another thing that surprised us was finding out who two tea towel Tanya was. That's coming up.
I think you'll enjoy it. But the biggest question was UFOs, because they're not what you think.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Good morning to you, Chelsea.
I'm officially here.
It's taken a while, but you've done it. We've got you. Here you are. Hooray.
You tried to get rid of me, but I dragged myself through.
Dragged yourself through and you've made it. This is show one. Here we go. Chelsea is new, everybody, to us anyway. We're excited to have you here. And I can tell the team are really, really excited to have you here.
Oh,
the whole KMFM team, because you've got the proper red carpet treatment here, ladies and gentlemen. I'll share this on the radio. We've got a card that says woohoo.
I know, I love that bit. I love a
signed
woohoo.
Signed by three of the bosses here at KMFM.
Three of the big bosses.
I mean, I say signed by, it's clearly one guy has signed.
It's the one with the nicest handwriting, isn't it?
Well, yeah, so one of them thought about it. So that's nice, so cute. And a box of celebrations. Top of celebration.
Celebrate.
So, I mean, but what one are you having at the celebrations to, you know, to celebrate the start of
Maltesers,
this new show?
Malteser.
Great, I don't like Maltesers, so this is going to work out.
See, we're a match made in heaven.
Absolutely perfect.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
There's going to be some changes around here.
Already?
Post boxes.
Okay.
Because, you know, they say ER on them.
Yeah.
ER's going.
What?
CR is coming.
CR?
Yeah, Charles Rex. That's what they're going to be putting on all the post boxes.
Why
Charles
Rex?
Because King.
Oh.
Yeah, Elizabeth Regina.
Regina.
And Charles Rex. But here's the thing. He's got a new cipher.
Oh.
The King. C, a big C for Charles with an R overlaid and a crown above it. That's his new cipher.
Why not?
But people have pointed out it looks very much like Cristiano Ronaldo's emblem that he has on his underpant range. The C and the R intertwined, instead of a crown, it's got a football over it.
They should collaborate. The Royal Boxer Collection.
Oh, who doesn't want to get into those?
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Now, I've taken a bit of a risk on live radio, I've got to be honest. It's pretty stupid on my part, but I felt confident.
Full.
I felt confident. Do you have an anecdote about being chased by an animal?
I have many, sadly.
Yes! I knew it! Okay, well, give us a random one of the times you've been chased by an animal.
Well, I think it aligns quite well because my surname is Little, so call me Dr. Doolittle because
nice.
I am a woman of the animals.
Okay.
But this particular animal caused me intense trauma. I really, really, like, they give me the fear, and I've inherited this from my mum. Pigeons. I hate
what?
Them. They give me the fear. They terrify me. They're so erratic. But in the Midlands, what we do is we stamp to like scare them away, so they fly off.
So
you make stamping noise.
Yeah. And
boom,
off they go.
And then off they fly, leave you be with their little rich tea biscuit they've picked up off the floor. No, not this pigeon, because I made a stamping noise to try and make it leave. And it turns on me.
No!
In all of its fierce, pigeony, glary, aggressive glory and starts flying at me, and I had to retreat into Wilco's for safety.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Chelsea's in between residencies right now, which is sad because it's Good Neighbour Day today.
I know, and I don't have one.
You don't got one. So what we need is you, our wonderful listeners, to just donate your fabulous neighbours just for a little bit. We'll only borrow them for a bit, then you can have them back next door to you, you know, lickety split, no problem.
And Antonio's got in touch on the app. He said, "Hi Gary and Chelsea, I'll donate my neighbours to Chelsea. Shell and Bryn, what great names.
They sound great already.
Don't they? They're awesome, apparently. And they are always friendly and never mind taking in the vast amount of shopping parcels that my wife orders."
Oh Antonio, you're in trouble now. Hello to Kaz in Tunbridge Wells, who says, "I've got to nominate Jake Wyatt for this. You should have Jake Wyatt living next door to you as your good neighbour because he is the binfluencer on the road. Jake gets the bins out first, the right ones on the right days.
Horrendous.
Okay, Jake, we need Jake.
Never remember.
Jake's going on the list.
Jake, I'm going to hit you up. And Joe Griss said, "I have my next door neighbour Katie, but I've got even better for you. There's Jeep Man, Alsatian Lady, and Dappy Doris." Yes, I name them all by their antics, hence why I've not been able to list them all. There's too many. The local kids have started using my names for people.
Oh, no. Dappy Doris, hello if you're listening.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Politicians are the number one thing that we don't try. I find that hard to believe.
Thought?
He said, watching the mortgages go through the ceiling and the pound go through the floor. What?
This
no.
This is why I don't have anywhere to live currently.
Yeah, surely not. No great surprise. Least surprise of all. What about things you don't trust, people you don't trust, whatever?
Oh, okay, don't laugh at me.
Okay, I almost certainly am going to right now.
This is the first thing that came to my mind, and I'm very serious about this.
Oh, gosh.
I don't trust oranges. And I'll tell you for why.
Look, she's been here only 2 days. If we change it for someone else, do you think anyone will notice?
Can we swap her in?
No, contract. What? Okay, oranges. Okay,
because
what?
Because they're not consistent, Gary. Like, I got one the other day. I'm trying to get my vitamin C ahead of flu season, as my mom tells me.
Yeah.
And they're just not reliable. You can't peel it. The pith, the whitey stuff that sticks to it won't peel off, and it's just furry.
Oh, I hate the whitey stuff.
Oh, nasty. Or you bite into it expecting something sweet and juicy and incredible. No, hits you as sour, takes the roof off your mouth. Or worse, it's dry and it's like a flip-flop.
Yeah. No one wants a flip-flop for 5 a day.
Inconsistent. I don't trust oranges. They are not on the top of my 5 a day list. Right.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
You know these cons that happen, like Comic Con, and they go along. And it's all like people from comics, and then they do like the sci-fis, and like so you'd have all the Star Wars people go, and then like people go and they get their autograph signed by someone.
And people have incredible costumes,
right?
Now, don't they?
That's a big thing. You go, the cosplay is huge, right? So you'll go as Obi-Wan, or it always makes me laugh when people go as like really like hardly known characters. It's like, just go as Darth Vader, mate.
Just do
Why
it.
Have you made yourself like the 8th stormtrooper back? Give yourself a chance. Be Darth Vader. You dress up whoever you like there, mate.
Take centre stage.
Be Obi-Wan. Don't be some guy we've never heard of with tentacles for a face. No, what do you do that for? Anyway, so they would. But here's the thing, right? So they've got those of Marvel. They're a big one. People turn up as all the superheroes. How about Benicon?
What's Benicon?
Benicon.
Isn't that like a medicine drink?
No, it does sound like something that's flush your innards.
It sounds like Gaviscon.
It's not. It's the convention to meet the people from Benidorm, the TV show.
Stop it.
Honestly, Benicon is happening.
No.
It is.
Well, that's easy. Just like put on 10 layers of fake tan.
Okay, well, you're ready. Look here.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
This is good. This is about things that make you classy, according to other people. And the number one thing is saying please and thank you makes you classy. That's good. I like a bit of old-fashioned manners.
Manners are key.
Yeah. So that's our
P's and Q's.
I'll agree with that. I would say not necessarily like posh kind of class, but just classy regardless of anything else. You're classy if you say please and thank you.
Classy, darling.
I agree with that. Are you classy?
I'd say so.
Yeah, I would. No, I would. I would.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because, actually, I think this is a good reason for why I'm classy.
Okay, go on.
I use 2 separate tea towels.
Hang on. 2 separate...
Because you use one for drying things up.
Yeah.
and then one to actually clean the surfaces with. Because you can't dry up with the tea towel that you clean the surfaces with. That's not classy.
You have a sponge for the surfaces.
Yeah, but tea towels covers more surface area. It's a smarter move.
Okay. Smart / lazy.
Another reason, I put my sauce on the side, not all over. So you know when you get chips?
Yeah.
I don't want it smothered all over them.
Oh.
I want it on the side so I can dip. Like a little dippy dip.
Okay, so yeah, it makes you classy.
I think
dippy,
so.
Dippy sauce.
Yeah, because then you're not getting saucy fingers,
and
are you?
And two tea towel.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've set the bar high.
You really have. I wonder if anyone, have you got anything that makes you classier that's better than ketchup on the side and two tea towel? I'm going to call you two tea towel Tanya from now on. That's been my little nickname for you. In fact, to be my new drag name, actually.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet. With Gary and Chelsea.
What makes you classy? Here's Tom. Wearing underwear. Wow.
Just in general.
Classy dude. Cheers, Tom. Thanks for that.
Thanks so much for that.
Yeah.
We've got Daphne from Dover.
Oh, hello.
Which I love.
That's right. Classy already.
Already classy.
Daphne
and she's
from Dover.
Just putting us all to shame.
Yeah.
Because she has a Nigella Lawson glass mixing bowl with crystals around the edge.
Oh. Hello to Martin. Drinking a nice brew out of a Poundland mug. But I have my pinky finger out.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
It's Random Acts of Poetry Day.
Right, so Chelsea's been here just a while, but we all love her cheeky smile. Chelsea has such fun to bring, but Chelsea knows most everything. The dot above an eye is called a tittle. I bet you didn't know that, Chelsea Little. Did you know that?
I didn't actually. It's called a tittle.
See, it's called a tittle, the little dot with a little eye or a little J.
You're one of those people, aren't you, that knows what the end of a shoelace is called?
Yeah, an aglet. Everyone knows that. Chelsea had Chelsea Challenge for me this morning to write a poem about her on National Random Acts of Poetry Day.
Correct.
So I've thrown it back on you. So
you
now
did.
It's time for you to write a poem. I hope you've been kind. A poem about me.
Someone's nervous all of a sudden.
I am really nervous, actually. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
You're ready? Mm-hmm.
He wakes up in the dead of night. Without coffee, he can cause quite a fright. He loves lasagna at 6 a.m. and gets chosen for Say It again and again.
Bitter.
Watches far too many videos of tiles. Kent's golden guy like Harry Styles. The worst influence when it comes to cake. Yeah. And finds me funny, which I know he hates. Yeah. A cheeky chappy and a walking meme. The better half of the KMFM brekkie team.
Quite touched, actually.
Do you like it?
I do, actually.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Do we have to look to the skies with fear and look out into space?
You do not need to look to the skies. You need to look to your freezers because the UFOs are unidentified frozen objects.
Oh.
See what I did
there? I thought
there?
It was UFOs. See I liked I all the UFO stuff, but we're talking about frozen
Save
objects.
Save that for another day. This is more important.
Well, what are you talking about, though?
Well, as we know, I'm in between humble abodes.
Well, okay, you're on the move, right?
I'm on the move. I'm on the road again. So I had to empty out the freezer.
Right.
Like with all the stuff that, you know, your stuff you forget about that's in the freezer?
I guess.
And my housemates had been away for a while, so I'd kind of dominated this freezer. I'd taken it as my own territory.
Oh, you claimed it.
I'd claimed it. And as I was clearing it out, I found a couple of UFOs that even took me by surprise because I forgot they were there.
Unidentified frozen object.
Okay.
For example.
It's a pair of jeans. This is actually a life hack, and this doesn't back me because I got it from a Kardashian. But you know how when you wash jeans, it shrinks them?
Right.
Well, if you put them in the freezer, it cleans them, but it also irons them. And so then you take it out and you defrost it, and then it's cleaned your jeans. Like, you've got fresh jeans.
How does it clean your jeans in a freezer?
I don't know. Khloe Kardashian told me to do it.
Oh, if you believe the Kardashians about your cleanliness. Right, so you found jeans in the back of your freezer.
Jeans in there. That was right at the bottom. I'd obviously layered my Kievs on top.
Look, what's the back of your freezer? Apparently it's a thing, that there's things back there. What UFOs have you got? Unidentified, frozen objects.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Unidentified frozen objects. What have you got hiding back there? Hello, Sarah Hall in Tunbridge. Breast milk. Well, you got to keep it fresh. But she does add, my youngest is 8.
Stop it.
Can breast milk go bad?
Oh my gosh. Claire in Ashford. I quite like this one. She has a snowball from about 10 years ago that also accidentally got used as an ice cube in red wine before I realised what it was.
Have you ever done that? Kept a snowball?
I haven't. I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah, we built a little snowman. We kept him in the freezer as well for a little while.
Oh, did you name him?
Big hailstones you put in the freezer.
Hailstones?
Yeah, if you get a good house, you have to keep it in the freezer. Everyone knows that, honestly. Here's another Claire in Dover. Says, Scampi, it's been there since I moved in 5.5 years ago. I don't even like Scampi, but it seems a waste to throw it away.
It's part of the house.
Oh, that is awful.
And Sue Light in Canterbury. Right, Sue, she's joining me on putting clothes in the freezer because she looked and there's a flip-flop in there.
There is not.
She said, God knows how that got in there, but it's been lost for 2 years.
We have the frozen flip-flop.
It's been found.
The fabled frozen flip-flop.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.